The Road to Healing, Day 34 of the Lenten Journey, The Time Dash. Walk through a cemetery and you're sure to see a variety of headstones. Different epitaphs describe the departed individual and or a philosophy of life. On most headstones, you'll find the name of the deceased person followed by two dates, the year of birth and the year of death. Between the two dates is what I call the time dash. This is a small line that denotes the time between birth and death. The dash is usually the same size whether it points to a life measured by months or one measured by decades. Illness and disease remind us of our mortality. That is, they remind us that the dash has to have some meaning. Conversely, when the dash is meaningful, illness and disease do not seem to matter. Academy Award winner Sidney Poitier opens his spiritual autobiography with a scene that is all too familiar. He writes, "It's late at night as I lie in bed in the blue glow of the television set. I have the clicker in my hand, the remote control, and I go from 1 to 97, scrolling through the channels. I find nothing that warrants my attention, nothing that amuses me. So I scroll again, channel by channel, from bottom to top. But already, I've given it the honor of going from 1 to 97, and already I've found nothing. The vast, sophisticated technology, and nothing. It's given me not one smidgen of pleasure. It's informed me of nothing beyond my own ignorance and my own frailties. But then I have the audacity to go up again. And what do I find? Nothing, of course. So at last, filled with loathing and self-disgust, I punch the TV off and throw the clicker across the room, muttering to myself, what am I doing with my time? This is the question that becomes more pronounced when illness and disease hit us. Surely the scenario in which Poitier finds himself is another type of disease. When things are going well, we forget that our time on this planet and in this life is limited. Time is the most precious of all commodities. We know this. We say it enough with witty words like, life is too short. But when it comes down to it, we take our time for granted. As we move on our spiritual journey and on the road to healing, the question, what am I doing with my time, is central to our well-being. There are many ways to answer this question. It could be descriptive of time spent, such as, I am scanning through 97 channels. Or it can be profoundly simple, as I am living. Interestingly enough, you don't have to give an accounting of this question to anyone but yourself. To who else does it matter? You know if you're wasting, squandering, exploiting, enjoying, or living the life you have. And no one else can place a value or a judgment call on your use of time. Ultimately, you are responsible for the minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years of your life. They will make up the content of the time dash one day. You are on the road to healing. You, if anyone, know the value of time. Part of the 40-day Lenten journey is to find the strength and courage to implement the discoveries you've made during this time throughout the rest of the year. That is, the 40 days of Lent are to strengthen the 325 other days in the year, and ultimately to make the life changes you need to be, and to live the healthy life you were intended to live. Today's prayer is an adaptation I've made to St. Nersa Schnorradi's prayer of the ninth hour. It's about being. Let us pray. Lord, bless me with the holiness to open my eyes to the beauty of the world, my ears to hear the songs of the air, my mouth so that I may speak out for righteousness, my heart so that I may think of peace. My hands, so that I may work for justice. My feet, so that I may walk in the paths of healing. And direct me in your commandments. Have mercy on all your creatures and creation. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.